This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine Toe and you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Maggie Hamilton is a writer, publisher and social researcher who's immersed herself in the world of young people today, and she's been telling us about the pressures that young people face today. Thanks for joining us, Maggie.
Lovely to be here.
Your Right to Childhood talk spoke about the importance of cultural stories that helped orient young men and women in relation to their lives today. But you also mentioned that these stories are in short supply now. Can you tell us more about these stories and why you think they're lacking today?
Yes, look, we live in a world of, you know, endless movies and sitcoms and so forth. But when you actually sit back and look at those stories, they're stories about extreme selfishness, violence, dysfunction, pain. There is no transcendence there. And so when a child, which they frequently are, when teenagers are looking for ways out, looking for more meaning, they're not getting that through the stories we have now. But those of us who have been around a bit longer, you know, the fairy stories we had, the Bible stories, the great myths of the Greeks and the Romans. The stories that we got were often about many of the life difficulties we face, so they kind of flag them for children, you know, that even those we love can betray us, et cetera, et cetera. And that there's often a hard journey to go on, but on the way there is always that person, often the unexpected person who can help. And that if you keep on to the end of the road, like in The Hobbit, you transcend that quest, you reach the goal, and you are transformed inside and out. And then you go back to your everyday life, but different for yourself, different for your community. Everything is transformed as a result, and we're not seeing that today. Our kids are left in stories of terrible despair and dysfunction, and I have no doubt that this is linked to the spike in mental health issues we're now seeing amongst our teenagers.
So Dale Keane, he's an American politics professor and he's also an ordained minister. He says that we live in the I world, which I think translates quite well to the materialistic culture you're talking about. Keane says that the I world is a world where we seek to craft our own identities. We've thrown off history, the past, religion, etc. In chucking them away, have we lost something else as well?
We have, and there's that great saying that those who forget the lessons of the past are destined to repeat them. And surely that's what we want, something different for our children. We want them to be able to learn from our mistakes as well and the mistakes of the past and to stand on our shoulders. And that's not what we're getting. And I think the problem also with these stories, which are very eye-focused, absolutely, is that it's a very dark and lonely, isolated world. It's a world without love and the ability to share and to feel the warmth of other humans around you and love and common vision and striving for things. And so what happens, I think, is we collapse the humanity, we collapse the possibilities for progression, for finding new ways through the world problems, in fact, as well as making our communities richer. So on every level, I think, we actually lose out.
How important is community and mentoring for young people to achieve that sense of transcendence?
This generation is treading a path that no other generation has trod. And so we need to get up to speed and walk with them again, as every generation previously has done, so that we can help them through those difficult bits and we can grow that individual inside so that they come into adult life very hopeful and optimistic about the future. And that is one of the concerns at the moment. When you talk to a lot of young people, they feel the world's turning to custard and it's all overwhelming them. What we need to be saying to them is, the wonderful thing is you're going to come up with solutions to these things that I can't even dream of, and it's going to come to you in the shower or whatever. And isn't that exciting? Instead, we see our kids thinking it's a world where nature is dying, where the financial thing is really bad, where there's war. And I think this pushes them further into an escapist kind of life because it all seems pretty terrifying.
So the challenge for us today seems to be that we need to connect young people into their communities. We need to ground them in a sense of where they've come from and who they might be, and also make them alive to the possibilities that await them in the future. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. And I think when we hold that vision, it's very empowering, not just for them, but for us. We get a new vision of the way forward. And we reclaim what we have lost in this time of confusion and materialism and craft a newer and better world. And it is absolutely possible. And it starts with each one of us and the choice, the tiny choices we make each day, the times we dare to reach out to others and dare to have that bigger vision.
Thank you so much for joining us, Maggie.
A great pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.